Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Kazakhstan is again raising eyebrows to the rest of the world. According to a report from Forum 18 News, the government would like to implement what they're calling a new state program to counter religious extremism and terrorism for 2013 through 2017. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba believes the new program will put more pressure on evangelical churches and their work. Summer camps may also be affected.
Now we have to be more creative when I say so. We're not just calling them Bible camps. We will do some other initiatives.
$50 will help send a child to camp and give them a Bible. Help at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, business training is opening doors for the gospel in Ghana. Through their Marketplace Missions program, Global Advance has been helping train local business leaders. Now pastors in Ghana want to do more. Global Advance is helping them get fellow believers involved in the Great Commission. Over 300 received training and encouragement at a recent Frontline Shepherds Conference. Pray the gospel will spread as believers are mobilized. And school is over for most college students. The last thing they probably want to do is pay over $300 for a week of intense training and personal challenges. But InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Mark Papai says once they experience a chapter focus week, that changes. It's a time for InterVarsity chapter leaders to get away from it all and form a vision for their campus. It's not just for leaders, though.
Any student who would like to come here for a week and be away in a quiet place with God can get top-quality training in an absolutely beautiful setting.
Pray God will move among college students throughout the nation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life. When you help MNN with your very best gift, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.